And to the Labour Party now, party leader Ivana Bacik is with us in studio. She's heading for Nina in County Tipperary, where the party is meeting ahead of the new Dáil term. One of the big topics, of course, the upcoming presidential election. The date now set for the 24th of October to choose a successor to Michael D. Higgins. And this time Labour is backing former party member, the independent TD, Catherine Connolly. However, that support is not unanimous. Tipperary TD Alan Kelly told Fran Curry on Tip FM recently he wasn't backing her. He said the main reason was Ms Connolly's nomination of former journalist Gemma O'Doherty to run against Michael D Higgins in 2018.
Well, as a party, we have to have a level of self-respect. But there is one other fundamental issue, and probably the biggest issue for me. 7 years ago, Catherine Connolly believed that supporting Gemma O'Doherty and nominating her was a better option than supporting Michael D Higgins.
Tipperary TD Alan Kelly on Tip FM. Ivana Bacik, you had a long clear the air conversation with Alan Kelly after that interview. He's told his parliamentary colleagues he regrets confusion or concern, but he's still standing by his views. What did you say to him?
Well, Áine, thank you for inviting me on, and we're delighted to be gathering later today in Nina for our Labour thinking. Before I speak about the presidency and about our thinking, could I just acknowledge, Áine, it's a week today since school secretaries and caretakers initiated their actions seeking pension parity. I know parents out there doing the school run listening in will be so aware, as we all are, of the enormous work being done by secretaries and caretakers. And can I say it's extraordinary that the government have not intervened. There's buck passing between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on this, and we're appealing to the government. Get the Labour Court in. Let's resolve this action. School secretaries and caretakers need pension parity. I've stood on pickets with them.
Point made.
So I just
made.
Want to acknowledge
so what
that.
What did you say to Alan Kelly?
So, well, let me say this. We're a renewed and strengthened Labour Party. We gathered today in Nina with a parliamentary party of 14.
I get you, but like, so, you had this meeting with Alan Kelly. Your predecessor is leader of the Labour Party. And he was, he said, you know, what had she done for the Labour Party? Could he back, and how could Labour back a woman who backed the anti-HPV vaccine, Gemma O'Doherty, against Michael D. Higgins, your own party
Let me say first of all, I utterly reject the politics of Gemma O'Doherty, as do my party colleagues. And I'm very glad Catherine Connolly has distanced herself in recent interviews from those politics. Alan gave his view on Tip FM. The following day, as you've said, he expressed regret in a communication to all of us in the parliamentary party
but not
and
a
councillors.
Change of heart.
No, he has his position, but he does not speak for the party, Áine. Mm-hmm. And the party has resoundingly endorsed the nomination or the candidacy of Catherine Connolly for president by a vote of 86%, let's not forget, at our decision-making body.
And
at the
you
end
were
of
one
July.
Of those supporting her.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'm delighted to be doing so. And let me say why, Áine, because I think that's really important. Catherine is the standard bearer of the left in this election. We've just listened to Tom speaking so eloquently about disability.
Yes.
Well, let me say this. The centre-left are backing Catherine. All my political career, I've sought to unite the left. Catherine has a formidable track record as a last Cian Corlea who served with distinction, as someone who has spoken so passionately and strongly about the genocide in Gaza, and who has spoken out as a voice for the marginalised in Ireland, chewing babies, survivors of mother and baby homes, on women's rights and LGBT rights. She's been extremely strong. And we in Labour support her candidacy. Indeed, we'll be working hard. Labour members are rallying across the country. We had a meeting in my own constituency last night, and we're excited about this campaign because it gives an opportunity, Áine, to set out an alternative vision for the future of Ireland, for generations who have no hope of getting a home currently, with 5,000 children in homelessness. We want to see an active state and a left-led government after the next election. Okay. This presidential election gives us an opportunity to put forward that vision for an alternative Ireland for the future.
I need to ask you a couple of questions about
Absolutely.
Support, though.
Absolutely.
So before you declared your support for Catherine Connolly, did you ask her about her trip to Syria in 2018 with Mick Wallace and Claire Daly?
Yes, we had a robust engagement with Catherine. That's been well documented.
Meeting the Syrian MP Faraz al-Shahabi, a man sanctioned by the EU over financial backing for the Assad regime, a man who'd called for the death of a child. Did you ask her about
that? As I've said, Áine, we had a robust engagement with Catherine. We asked her extensively about past connections she'd had with people, and we've been very clear, and we're
a
democratic.
Did she give you clearer answers than she managed to do on this week?
She gave strong answers, I will say that. Look, there are clearly issues on which we differ, and I've been a very strong supporter of the Syrian democratic opposition to Assad in the past, and that's on the record. So we have differed with her in the past, and that's no, there's no secret about that.
Do you agree with her that NATO was warmongering in the run-up to the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
What I agree absolutely with Catherine on is her standing as a voice for peace, as a voice, a strong voice for the protection of Irish neutrality. And we in Labour do not
was
want
NATO
to see...
Was NATO warmongering? Was that part of NATO the reason the invasion of Ukraine happened?
I don't agree with that, no. And I've been, as you know, blacklisted by Putin. I'm proud of that. We are standing strongly in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. And Labour has a very, very strong track record on that. But as I say, Anya, this presidential election is the opportunity for us to put forward an alternative vision for the children in homelessness.
In that vision,
For the man I met last weekend,
okay,
Anya,
Catherine
canvassing,
Connolly
whose three
says,
adult
yes,
children
but
cannot
Connolly
move
says,
out of the family
Catherine,
home.
And Catherine Connolly says the EU has lost its moral compass, that we can't trust the US, the UK and France. Do you agree with her on that?
She spoke about that in the context of Gaza. And can I say this? Across the country, people are horrified and distressed, as we all are, at the fact that there have been 65,000 Palestinian people killed by Israel in Gaza since Israel's brutal bombardment began. This is a genocide.
Okay. And Michael
voices.
D. Higgins, our president, Labour Party president, has, and independent then after the second election, he has spoken out very decisively on Gaza. Just in terms of Catherine Connolly again, Alan Kelly making the point that she hadn't asked for the Labour Party's support, she just welcomed it. At any stage did Catherine Connolly ask you for the Labour Party's support, a party she said had lost its soul?
Catherine Connolly came to a Labour parliamentary meeting and sought our support. Absolutely, she asked for it. And we were very glad to give it to her. She is the left candidate. She has a formidable track record. And can I say, she has been outstanding on Gaza. We want to see a strong left president, Anya, a president who will continue the proud legacy of two Labour presidents, Mary Robinson and our wonderful
Catherine
Michael
Connolly,
D. Higgins.
Back that campaign.
Well, can I say this? I think it's extraordinary that any party that purports to be on the left would be dithering still at this late stage. It's extraordinary to me that Sinn Féin are sitting on the fence waiting to see which way the wind blows and apparently won't be making a decision until right before the last day of nominations.
So doesn't say much for a united left, does it?
As I say, I want to see a left-led government after the next election. I want to see a government that will deliver change for the communities we represent, communities that have been failed by the state. People like Cara Darmody fighting for services.
Okay, so does that mean Sinn Féin should back Catherine Connolly?
I think anyone who is on the left, anyone who has an alternative vision for the future of Ireland, should be backing Catherine Connolly's candidacy. We're going to be running a really strong campaign. We're excited about it. Huge momentum.
Are you happy with the organisation? Because there have been some mutterings about that. Is Joe Costello going to be joining her campaign as Ciarán Hearn?
I'm proud to say that we have a strong array of Labour members, both our deep roots and our green shoots. People like Joe, absolutely, who is such a stellar
record. So he will be working with
her? We will all be working for Catherine's campaign. We want to see it succeed and we're passionate about ensuring that future vision for Ireland is put forward in this election and in the next general election so that we see a left-led government after the next election.
And
we need that for our communities.
And as we head into this new Dáil term, it's not just going to be the presidency and it'll crop up no doubt during the campaign. It's going to be a big focus with the issue of the triple lock on Ireland's role in the world. The Taoiseach joining that coalition of the willing, that European coalition of the willing meeting today. Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President, has spoken about European troops being in Ukraine as part of a peacekeeping deal. Do you agree with that?
I want to see the EU taking a stronger line on Gaza. And I think, again, there's huge discontent across this country about the lack of unity among EU leaders on taking effective sanctions against Israel, on ensuring that there is a stop to Gaza, to the genocide in Gaza. I should say Labour put forward a motion in May.
You want an army sent there?
We want
to bring in supplies?
No, what we want is a UN peacekeeping force there.
It's
we
not
want to
happen.
See a sustainable ceasefire.
You know the votes aren't there.
If the EU can unite, and Ireland has been a strong voice on this, but we need to be stronger. Our government needs to be passing the Occupied Territories Bill and we need to be pushing at the UN level for an international peacekeeping force. We need a ceasefire.
So troops on the ground in Ukraine, yes or no?
In Gaza, peacekeeping troops. In Ukraine, again, a ceasefire we need. We need to see Putin brought to bring about a ceasefire. And yes, a peacekeeping force, if necessary, in Ukraine. Let's do it under the UN mandate. Our blue beret has served us so well.
There won't be a UN mandate for Ukraine because Russia will veto it. So this is why we're back to the coalition of the willing. Would you back it on coalition of the willing grounds?
We want to see a UN mandate for peacekeeping forces. We believe in the triple lock. The blue beret under which Irish troops have served.
You know that.
The UN is imperfect, Anya, but it's the best international national and transnational organisation we have to achieve peace. It is a vehicle for peace, and we in Ireland have been a strong and passionate voice against warmongering and for peace as a neutral state. And I think we can continue to do that and be proud of that. But can I say this? This presidential election will indeed be a referendum on many things, but primarily it's about a vision for the future of this country. And that's why we're proud to be leading in a coalition on the left, and we're appealing to all those progressives, all those on the left, all those who share our alternative vision, join the campaign, and let's achieve an Ireland for our younger generations and our future generations.
We have to leave it there because I've gone way over time, but thank you very much indeed
thank you,
for
Anya.
Joining us, and safe driving down to Nina, Labour Party leader Ivana Bacik. And now let's go to the headlines from Brian Jennings.